Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. We bless you, Lord. We magnify you. We glorify you, God. You are worthy of all the praise, God. You are worthy of all the honor. You are worthy of all the glory, God. And we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your grace, God. We thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to be here, Lord God, giving us another chance, God, to come into your sanctuary and then to come into your presence, God. We just thank you, Father God, for your goodness, Lord. We just thank you, Lord God, for loving on us, Father God, the way that you do, Lord. We just thank you, Lord. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your comfort. We thank you, Father God, for the love, God, that you placed in our hearts, God. We just thank you, Lord. We thank you for your mighty hand, Father God, your power, your glory. We thank you, Father God, for how you're moving, Lord God, and what you're doing in our lives, Father God. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift you up. We exalt you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we cast all our cares upon you, everything, Father God, that's on our heart, everything that's in our mind, Father God, everything that we're carrying, God, we're laying it at your feet, God. Everything that is happening, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and we have no control over none of these things, God. We're giving it over to you, God, because we cannot do anything without you, Lord God, and we need your help, God. God, we need your help in our lives. We need your help in our relationships. We need your help in our conversations, in our lifestyle. We need your help in the way we think. We need your help in the way we hear. God, we need your help in the way we talk. God, we need your help in the way we walk. God, we need your help in the way we think. God, we need your help, Lord God, all up in our business, Lord God. We need you, Lord. We need you to enter in, Father God. We need you to enter in, Father God. We need you, Lord God, to have your way, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, as we decrease, God, we want you to increase the more, Father God. Let your glory reign, Lord God, in our lives, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we ask, God, that you forgive us, Lord God, of anything and everything that's in our heart, God. God, that is contrary to your word, Lord God, that negative thought, God, that competitive thought, Lord God. The arguments, Lord God, the disobedience, the lying, the stealing, the cheating, Father God, Lord God, being a thief and a robber, Father God, any maliciousness, any hate and debate, God, any fornication, masturbating, pornography, perversions, Father God, sexual perversions, God, we giving it all to you right now, God, that want to get back, God, that want to talk back, that want to point the finger, that want to tell somebody about themselves, God, we're giving it all to you. Right now, God, we're pouring it out, Father God, even the stuff within our own hearts, God, any regrets, unforgiveness, bitterness, anger, Father God, wrath, Father God, wanting just to hurt somebody and even wanting to hurt our own selves, God, we're giving it all to you right now, God, because we can do nothing without you. We can't handle it, God, we cannot handle it, God, we can't handle it, we can't carry it no more, Father God, and we need you to take it all the way. God, we need you to uplift every heavy burden, Father God. Even, Lord God, the things that we're trying to do, Father God. God, even those things, Lord God, that you've asked us to do. God, those things, Lord God, you have designed us to do, God. Father God, we're asking, Lord God, to give us the strength, Lord God, and to walk in the authority and the power, God, that you've already given us, Father God. Lord God, when the enemy comes in, Lord God, so strong and so heavy, Father God, help us, God, to stay and firm on your promises and on your word, Father God, because you're not slacking there. God, you are able, Father God, to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can. Lord, there's nothing you can do. There is nothing impossible with you. So God, we're bringing it all to you right now, Father God. We're bringing our marriages unto you. We're bringing that pain, Father God. We're bringing that disappointment, Father God. Stuff that's old, Father God. Stuff that is dead and gone, Father God. Stuff, Lord God, that just seems, Lord God, to keep popping back up and showing up, Father God, because something triggers us, Lord God, or something is said or something is done, Father God, that has us thinking some type of way and acting some type of way. God, it's old, and we're asking, God, that you sever those old ties. We ask that you sever that soul stuff, Lord God. We asking, God, that you sever this stuff, Father God, that we won't continue to keep doing the same things over and over again, keeping them going in the same cycles and round and round and round of God, the merry-go-round, Lord God, always ending up at the same spot. But God, we know you have something better. You have something greater. God, it's more than we can ask or think. Lord God, and we know, Father God, that you're capable to keep us. You're capable, God, to impute your righteousness in us. God, remove that compromising spirit, Lord God, thinking and believing that we're okay and we're not okay. We need you, Father God, because we keep lusting after the wrong stuff, looking for love and accolades and appreciation and some kind of acknowledgement in all the wrong places. But God, we can't do it any longer, Father God, because it's killing us dead, Lord God. It's killing us spiritually. It's killing us physically. It's killing us emotionally. And God, that is not your plan for us. God, you said that you came, that we would have life and life more abundantly. So God, we're asking for your help, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to walk in that abundant life, to choose life, to choose to do it the right way, to help us, Father God, to think and consider everything, every action and every reaction, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, help us. Help us, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, as we walk upright before you, God, as we turn from our wicked ways. God, remove the bitterness, Lord God. Oh, God, the hurt and the pain, God, for the stuff that happened in the childhood, the stuff that happened in the teenage years, the stuff that happened as a young adult. Oh, God, and even in our older ages, God, we're asking, Father God, that you would heal our backslidings, heal our land, heal the brokenness of the inside. Fill that emptiness, that void, Father God, because we can't do it. Only you can satisfy our soul. So, Father, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, give us the courage, Lord God, to acknowledge you. Give us the courage to say, Lord, I need your help. Give us the courage, God, to repent. Give us the courage, Lord God, to say, Lord, I'm lost and I can't do this on my own. God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus. Remove that pride and that haughtiness, Lord God. Remove it, God, in the name of Jesus. Tear it down, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Every wall erected, Father God, putting us in our own place, Lord God, keeping us segregated all by ourselves, God, where our mind can run rapid, Lord God. We wandering and wandering all over the place, thinking and believing something this and something that, and it's all wrong. It's all negative, and it's causing us, Father God, to have, Lord God, these errors. Is Father God in our mind, Father God, that's black. Father God, we need you, Lord God, because it's causing us to have the black spots in our heart. In the name of Jesus, God, we don't want to live like that no longer. God, we're crying out for your help. God, save us, God. Save us from ourselves. Save us from the lies. Save us from the manipulation. Save us from the illusions and the delusions, Father God, that this world, hell, God, has presented before your people. Father God, it's all lies. Because when the curtain comes down and the truth is out, you realize that we have sold out and we have given ourselves over to the devil. We've given ourselves over to the world. And what is it to gain the whole world and lose our soul? Father God, we want to be saved, delivered, and made free. So I'm asking you, Father God, pull us back, Father God, into your fold. God, I'm asking you, Lord God, draw us closer, Lord God. Remove the greed and the selfishness, Lord God. The self-centeredness, Lord God. Always thinking about our own selves, God, and not even considering, God, the other person, Father. I'm asking you, Lord God, to help us, Lord God, even in our conversations. God, as we deal with the relationships with our loved ones, Lord God, within our own families, let alone in the world and on our job. God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, give us what to say and how to say it. Help us not to lean to our own understanding. Oh God, we need your help, Father God. God, we need you to break up all the lies and the seeds that were planted on the inside of us, Lord God, as we were growing up, or things that we believed, Lord God. It was all, Lord God, lies, Lord God, deceptions, bewitchment, Lord God, lying to our own selves, Lord God, thinking, Lord God, we got our backs, Lord God, can't nobody do me like you, I can do myself. Father God, help us to release all that stuff. to not hold on to it any longer. God, but give it all to you. Pour out our heart to you. Tell you we love you. Tell you we're sorry. God, we apologize. God, forgive us. God, we repent. God, we're turning. Help us, Lord. Help us, God, to do the right thing, God. God, even in raising our children, Father God, in the name of Jesus, help us, Lord. God, to pour into them, Father God, as much as we can, Father God, so that they won't get caught up, Lord God, being in the world, God, going to school, seeing all this glam, seeing all this popularity, hallelujah, God, and all it leads is to destruction. That's all it leads to. God, help us, Lord. Help us, cover us, keep our children. God, even those that are older, Lord, God, endure on their own, Father God. Help us, Lord God, to even live a life, Lord God, that they can see your glory. They can see, Lord God, that you're still moving, that you're still alive, that you care so much, God, that you care about them, you care about all of us, Lord. Oh, God, you have no respect of persons. What you do for others, you can do for them. Oh God, that they would draw them closer to you, that they begin to seek you for their own selves, God, because they see, Lord God. Open their eyes that we can see, Lord God. Open our ears that we can hear, oh God. God, we need you, God, to regulate our mind, God. Oh God, we need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. Help us, God, to submit to you, Lord. Help us, God, to submit to your word, Lord. And as we do, Father, give us a heart of acceptance, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And let us not disregard, Lord, turn a deaf ear, oh God, and shrug it off, God, because we know it's you. We know it's your spirit. God, we need your help, God. We need your help, God. Oh God, pull us out of that dark place. Pull us out, Father God. Some of us is in such a dark place because of what's happening and what's going on. God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus. Take us out of that place. Some of us are so caught up. So caught up in the things of this world. So caught up in having a name. So caught up in having their name in lights. So caught up in being talked about and having a name amongst the people. Jesus, help us, Lord. God, not half truths and not telling the truth. Help us, Lord. Because we want to be liked and we want to be receptive. We don't want to be rejected. Help us, Lord, to understand that you have engrafted it in. You have taken us into your kingdom, Father God. Oh God, our identity is in you. Oh God, and you will always be there. You will always have our back. You will always love us, but we got to do our part. And that is to work out our own salvation and not be caught up in what people say or what people think, God. I'm asking you, God, send your healing, God, and break every addiction, Lord God. Addiction in the mind, addiction in the heart. God, break every addiction, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, even in the flesh. God, ask, give us a heart, Father God, a flesh, that your word can get planted. Open up our understanding, Father God. We don't understand everything, Father God, but we're asking you, God, to help us, Lord God, to get even more understanding, Father God, that we can grow up in the maturity and understanding of who you are, Father God, and what you expect from us. God, I'm asking you, God, order our steps. Order our steps each and every day, God, because we can't do it on our own. We can't even make the rise. We can't even think of things, witty inventions and ideas. They all come from you. We are acknowledging you right now, God. God, we are acknowledging you right now because we need you, Lord. We need you in our marriages, Father God. We need your help to submit to one another, not look at each other cockeyed, Father God, having these deceptions, Lord God, because one person didn't call back at a certain time or this other person didn't show up at a certain time, Lord God. Help us, Lord, to let go of all that stuff. Let the past be in the past, forgetting those things that are behind us, Lord. God, we just bless you, and we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your help, Lord. We thank you for your healing, God. We thank you, Father God, for even hearing the prayer requests that have been brought before you, God. Thank you for considering those. God, we just bless you. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you for everything that you're doing. God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We know, Father God, that you will help us to understand in due time, in your season. So God, give us the courage to just hold on just a little bit longer until that door opens, until you allow us to walk through. God, because you know, we know that every blessing from you adds no sorrow. God, we just thank you. And we bless you on today. We ask, God, as we continue on with our week, that you would cover us. God, that you would guide us, you protect us, and keep us safe from all our harm and danger, seen and unseen, Lord God. God, cover our families, our loved ones, our children, our grandchildren, the great-grandchildren. Those that are connected to us, those that, Lord God, we have not seen in a long time. God, even in this ministry, go after your people. God, you know each and every one of them. Father God, and touch their hearts, Lord. Touch their hearts, Lord. And allow them, Father God, to be true to you. Help them to be true to you. God, we just thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing and how you're doing it. God, we tell you that we love you and we appreciate you. God, we thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.